kuta chabavli, that's the type of a mustard that you use to dip bread into, to dip things into, the chomine kutach, anything else that you don't eat it so fast. There is this thing like mustard stays a long time. Is and in this kutach was chomets, there was bread, is out of you the also limchol lamed yom kodem pesach. You're not allowed to sell it to a goy even 30 days before Pesach. Right, like Beisham Hashitam, that you have to make sure that the chomets you own is destroyed before Pesach. So it doesn't help you to sell it to a goy, because usually it takes 30 days till this kutach is eaten up. But look, we don't hold like this. Shrashi kutach habavli, noistem boy chomets, used to put chomets in this kutach. He didn't eat it at one time. El litfaba, you used to use it to dip things in like mustard. Vienna kol azman ruby, you don't finish it up for a long time. So shloishim yedrashim mishamaschilin lidrash vilchas pesach chalo azoras pesachalov. Once you start learning hilchos pesach 30 days before, that's when you have to start worrying about being prepared for pesach. That's the yudishit. Tana rabbanan noisten mizoynos lefnei hakelif pechotzer. If you have a dog, you're allowed to put out food in your chotzer. It's your rishus hayochid. You can put it out even on Shabbos. Noit loy v'yotzer. Then the dog takes the food and starts to walk outside to rishus rabim. Is ein zochkin loy. You don't have to stop him. Because when you put down the food, you didn't put it down directly that he should carry it outside. As far as you're concerned, he could eat it right here. That the dog takes it outside, it's like he's doing something by his own, that's mutter. Ki yotzer boy, the same halacha is, the guy, a poor guy, comes in. There's also an Indian to give him food to eat. You're allowed to give him even on Shabbos. You're allowed to put down the food in your backyard. Why? Because minastam, the guy could eat it there also. It's not mukha. When you're giving it to him, he's going to carry it out to Rishus Rabin. It's possible he'll eat it there. Not like then the guy takes it, the yotz, and walks outside with it. You don't have to stop him. For the Gemara is too long. What do I need two cases for the exact same halacha, a dog and a guy? And the Gemara Hainuach, the same thing. Mal the same, I would think. I would think, no, a dog, it's Romulus. If you own the dog, there's a chiyuv for you to feed him. Like you have the hema, you have to feed your hema. So maybe there it's worse. There it's mutta, I would think, because you have to feed him. Mashenk and a guy, it's not Romulus for you to feed him. I would think that's also kamashmalon, even that is also mutta. Trashi kelav romila lazayna. But so Tzai speaks out here. This even goes according to Beis Shammai. Afilu Beis Shammai derogul oichle miyad. Because when you give food, it's something that your rod will teach right away. Of the Tzai's v'dafya mazaynus. Avushar chveitza masurim afilu beisilu. Tleshar beisil ela ber Shabbos. Avushabbos loy. Let's say a guy like wants a clothing. He says, I'm freezing outside now. Give me a coat. So then it's also for you to get, or called the mutter, because that's not called carrying it. Louis Tzu, he wants to carry home the coat. He says, Kulo, I'm not going to wear it right now, I want to carry it home. Then it's also for you to put the coat outside. Because if you know for sure he's going to take it and walk outside with it, even Kwanza Vesilu, it's something. I said before, Kwanza Vesilu, you're not allowed a guy walk out from your house carrying something. Because it looks as if you told him to carry it out. So it's only mut to hear the case where you're putting food in the chotzer, because minastam, he'll eat the food right now. That when he walks out, that's not called like you told him to walk out. But if you give him a chayfa that's oymit for him to walk out with, that would be yosef.
He's already in the way to come.
Yeah, I'm saying right. That's what I'm saying, right. Kol is right. Case will be, kol is a bad example. If he wears it, it'll be mutter. So the case where he says he's going to carry it, I'll give him a suitcase. Guy says, I need a suitcase now, give me a suitcase. So you know, Kol is going to take the suitcase home with him. He's not going to leave it there in the chotzer. He has no use for it. So you're not allowed to put a suitcase down the chotzer and let the guy walk outside with it. But that's called like you gave the guy something to walk outside with. It's exactly what the rabbi looks as if he's carrying it for you.
This kind of food, even if you know he's going to take it home, you could still give it to him because he's able to eat it in the yard.
I'm not sure. If you know 100% he'll take it out, I'm not sure. Here the pshat is because Pasha, he could eat it there. He could eat it there. Tana rabbi, lo yasti rodem kelev lemochi ber Shabbos. You're not allowed to rent out your kelim to a goy erev Shabbos. You can't rent out your car to a goy erev Shabbos. Pedalot of a heimutu. But Wednesday and Thursday it's mutu to rent it out. So this can't be going according to Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Shammai it's also to rent out your car even Wednesday and Thursday also. Because since the goy is going to work with it on Shabbos, there's an issa shrisas kelim. Your kelim is not allowed to do malacha. So this is also according to Beis Hillel. And the time is, because it looks like you're making schiras on Shabbos. Hey, on Friday, if you rent it out on Friday, since for sure he's going to use it on Shabbos, what is he renting it for? He's renting it to use the car over Shabbos. So it looks like you're making business on Shabbos, that's awesome. Shouldn't rent out a kli that the guy is going to use on Friday. Because on Friday, it looks like you're doing it for Shabbos. Mashenken, Wednesday or Thursday, it doesn't look like you're doing it for Shabbos. So there's no issa the midrabbonim. Trash la yaskar odem kelev latzos dem locha, the gosh do a melocha, there is Shabbos. The niros a trashi, shemas kiwla la tzorcha Shabbos. It looks like you're renting it to him that he should use it on Shabbos, and you're getting paid for it, so you're getting schar Shabbos. That's also to do with Rabbonin. Ki yaitzuba, another locha is, ein mishalchin igaris biyad nochri. You can't send a letter with the goy, there is Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, he can't send a letter with a goy. Because Mestami is going to carry the letter on Shabbos for you, so that's awesome. The dollar of the hay mutter. Mashenkin Wednesday and Thursday, then you could send a letter with a goy. Hey, since it doesn't look like he has to do it on Shabbos. Omer Allah bar Rabbi Yisri HaKoyin, Rabbi Yisri HaKoyin was Machmir, V'Amri lo, Rabbi Yisri HaChosid, some say no, was Rabbi Yisri HaChosid, Shlo Nimsa Ksav Yodu B'Yad Nochim Yilam. He never sent a letter that had his Ksav Yodu on it B'Yad HaGoy. Because he was afraid sometimes the goy will be carrying it on Shabbos, and since it had his ksav yodah, has his writing on it, people will know it's from him, and people will be choshish, maybe he gave it to the goy to carry on Shabbos. So that's a big chumrah, his chumrah. Of lalocha, just on Friday it's also to do it. But if you do it Wednesday or Thursday, that's mutter. Now we'll soon see lalocha about a letter, about mailing a letter. Tana Rabbanan, ein mishal chini geres biyad nochi erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to send a letter with the goy erev Shabbos. Eliim came koyches leidom. Unless you make up a price claw, I say I'll pay you $1 to do it. So we say now when the guy does it on Shabbos, takes the lead, he's not working for you. It's called he's working for himself. He wants to get a dollar. So that's the answer why you're allowed to put mail in the post. Since we pay our 20 cents already, you pay the 20 cents. So it's considered that the mailman is doing it himself. He wants to make money. He's not doing it for you. He's not doing the payment for you. He's doing it for himself. He gets paid for it. So since it's cost, like dumb will be mutter.
That could be
you. What? That's another shema. That's another shema. It's not this halacha. He may be machshel yid to do it. That's another shema. We'll talk about it later. But here, sending it to a guy, if it's cost, like dumb, that's mutter. Lim came cost, like dumb. Beishama yemrim, kidei shigia. Beishama yemrim, kidei shigia. The guy has to reach his house before Shabbos. When you send him the letter to get to another town, Abi gets the first house in that town. If we're talking about you made tzitzi, you paid him, it's mutter. What do they have to reach the town for? You're allowed to send it to him. The sound of rice is like this. It's true. If you paid the guy money to take in the letter, that's always mutter. But in case you're not paying him money, you didn't make up a price yet, then the guy is doing it for you, then it depends. You're only allowed to send him the letter if he could get home before Shabbos. So he won't do a melacha. It doesn't look like he's doing something for you on Shabbos. Well, they still learn machigil abaisai. Not to his house, mamish, but if he gets to his city, and the first house in the city, that's mutter. I said the Reisha can't send at all. On Friday, the Reisha says if he not kotsat, it's also to send a letter at all. Masking whether he gets home or doesn't get home, it's also. My kasha. Hode kfiya beidoye b'mosar. One case is there's a post office in the town. There's no post office in the town. Post office of Pshat then, there was the postman that if you send a letter to that town, all you have to do is just bring the letter to him. When it gets there, he takes care and gives it out in the city. So when you gave the letter to the guy, and the guy takes it to that city and there's a post office there, so he'll give it to the postman right away and he's finished. He won't do anything more. Mashenka, there's no postman in the town, then we're afraid the goy himself is going to have to go around till he gets to the guy's house. So it's not enough that he gets to the town, we're afraid even if he gets to the town, the guy's not going to be home now, so wait till tomorrow morning and give it to him, he'll go on Shabbos morning and give it to him. So since he's the goy that you gave the letter to, it looks as if the goy is doing it for you, and that's awesome. So if you don't have a special postman that you just have to give it to him and don't take it over, that would be awesome. But this is only providing you didn't make a tzitzah, you didn't pay him. But if you pay the postman like we do, then it's mutter.
You say Rabbi Akiva's
master
they stole
me,
like you said before?
Yeah. Trashi, Lamadresha Mishalk and Elite Kotz is Shilton ear, the mayor. Valeri Gidl Lishlech Gurus, he took care of all the Gurus. So when the guy came to the city, there's no Gzera, the guy is going to take it to the person's house on Shabbos. Well, as soon as he gets to the city, he just has to give it to the postman there. And that person takes care. So that person is not a shliach from you. You didn't talk to that person. That's the gzera if that man will give it out on Shabbos. It's the only gzera if the guy that you gave it to, he'll give it out on Shabbos.
Why can't I pay
by wanting to do more? In your house, we'll see later. Those are gzera. It doesn't help in your issues. looks like he told him to do it on Shabbos. We'll see. There'll be a lot of that. The Rebbe Moshe talks about the Shiloh is not be marshal. I'm only a postman though that a Jew. So if you put a letter Friday in the mail, Lefura you'll be marshal that there's Jews going to do malach on Shabbos if he's a Yiddish postman. So Moshe thinks twice in the shul. Look, I didn't look up recently. I think he makes the chiluk. A place like Borough Park, a place like where there are a lot of belted Jews there. Then maybe you have to be machmed. Maybe one of the postmen there is a Jew. But showing you that out of town, that there's very few Jews there, so you don't have to be choshed that the postman will be a Jew. So then, mistama rogue postman zagoyim, then there will be a nishash. Right. Tana Rabbon. Ein mafligin besvina, you can't go on the ship, take a big trip. Pochas megimu yom, kredim shilah Shabbos. At least 3 days before Shabbos, you have to go on the boat. But if you didn't make it 3 days before, you can't go on Thursday or Friday, you can't go on the ship. The medvah amurim levarashus, you stop going for a pleasure trip. Al the dvar mitzvah, you're going for the dvar mitzvah, shapadami. Then it's mutter. There's a lot of different time and what's the Easter going on the svina. Some learning that it's exera that maybe in the middle of your trip ride on Shabbos and Zchama Sakona, and you're going to have to do a malacha. So not to put yourself in a mass of doing Sakona, you shouldn't go 3 days before Shabbos. Because 3 days before Shabbos, you have to start thinking about Shabbos to make sure you won't be in such a massive that on Shabbos you'll have to do the malacha. Mashenkin, before 3 days, you don't have to think about Shabbos. Another reason is that it takes you 3 days till you get used to the ship. So you're not going to have any Shabbos. The first day you get in the ship, your stomach turns over. Yeah. So if you go right before Shabbos, 2 days before Shabbos, when it comes Shabbos, you're not going to enjoy your Suda. So now, after battle, any Shabbos, you shouldn't go 3 days before. But Shaykh, the Dvar Mitzvah, that's mutter. Go see the Mitzvah's Potom and a Mitzvah. Since you're going to the Dvar Mitzvah, that's mutter. Some people say to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's called the Dvar Mitzvah. You let it go on the ship before Shabbos. Oh, Dvar Mitzvah Shabbadon. You have to tell the captain, you have to tell the captain, please rest on Shabbos. Even though he doesn't listen to you, but at least you have to tell him. No, you don't have to tell him this. You don't have to tell him not to work. If I'll tease the guy, let him do it. A short ride, I feel a bear of Shabbos mutter. Because you're going to get there before Shabbos.
By a plane trip,
spending
with the
baby.
So in most of our cases.
You're going away from the yishuv. Right. You have to make up a tonight with the guy, the captain. You shouldn't do any walkers on Shabbos, even though he doesn't listen to you. Used to be the business day there. They used to have the flea market then. So people used to travel there. So that's mutter. You can make it there before Shabbos. By the Torah Rabbon, ain't tzorin ala yorish al nochrim. You go to have mechama on the goyim. You can't siege the city. Pachus megim yom kredim Shabbos. The last 3 days before Shabbos, you can't start. But the same svaro that 3 days before Shabbos, you have to start thinking about Shabbos, not to put yourself in a matzah that'll have to be mechala Shabbos. But before that, you don't have to think about it. So you have to start the Muhammad, then it comes on Shabbos in the middle of the Muhammad, Pekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to continue fighting. So the Marav Yinev is Chilu, but if you started to fight before Shabbos, Eimah Stikin, you don't have to stop fighting on Shabbos. The Marav is Pekuach Nefesh then, but you're allowed to continue fighting on Shabbos. The Reinhoi Yisham HaYemen, the Pasuk says, I'd read it to beat them up, Kilagamri, Afilu B'Shabbos. Even if it comes, you have to fight on Shabbos, Pekuach Nefesh, it's Mutter. He was Machman the Mishnah that he used to give his clothing into the cleaners 3 days before Shabbos. Like Beshama, the cleaners should not work on Shabbos. Tanya, Omer Tzadik, he used to give white clothing to clean a white beged. Took a long time, it took 3 days to have it clean, so he gave it in 3 days beforehand. It was a colored shirt, I feel there is Shabbos. Because it's very easy to clean a colored shirt. It takes a few hours. So even Erev Shabbos, the guy could finish it before Shabbos. So the Marmur, the Reim of Madnu, from this halacha we see, Shalavain and Koshim Lechovsim, Yosim and Atsuyim. It's harder to clean a white beggar than it is a colored beggar. Abaye Hevi Yoyim Lehu Monolith Tzviyim, Lekatsvi, gave a colored beggar into the cleaners. Omalei Kama Boyis, how much you want to charge for this to clean my colored shirt? Alavai Omalei Kedachyuri, I want the same price like I charge to clean a white shirt. Or Malay, nah, you're jipping me. We learned around the Brisa. That what? That's much harder to clean a white shirt than a colored shirt. So you can't charge the same price. You're doing something really jipping me. Om Rabbi, hi man, do you have mon lekatsu? You give your wash into the laundry man to have it cleaned. The mashcha nesiv, give it to him, weigh it before you give your clothing in. Or the mashcha nishkum, then you take it back from him, weigh it again to make sure how much got lost in the wash. The toffee, if you get back too much, asuduye, you'll be mastered. The machte, we bought so asuduye the katsu. See Rashi. The cast of Kovis. Kama boys like a scar, Kakamu Rabonish, Lamadu, Shalavain, and Koshna Lil Khafson. Yes, and that's the bonus. They can't charge him so much money for a colored shirt as a white shirt. The Mishko Yimadeno, Benesinos of the Sirose. Count everything you give to the cleaners before and afterwards. The Kafsi Beroyskin. The what? The toffee, if you get more back. Yeah, after they have. Yeah, the master, right. Stretched out. Yeah, we bought so after the kapsa, right, the reiskin, right. So wash it out to make sure, weigh it before and weigh it afterwards and measure it to make sure you got back the same begotten you gave in. Shouldn't be too much to less. What's the question?
But you hold them that for you test some Aleph on the bottom by the two dots. V'shov and Elu v'yelu shetayinim.
Till Labos Moida, to come to squeezing the grapes and squeezing the olives, it's muta. You're allowed to put the beam down on top of the grapes, on top of the olives, before Shabbos, even though throughout the whole Shabbos is coming down. That for you test some Aleph on the bottom. How can all the first cases in the Mishneh Beshamay is Gozer? You can't start the Malacha before Shabbos and let it go throughout Shabbos, either because there's an Issa Shrisas Kalim, because some Malacha is going on throughout Shabbos. So how can Beshamay is Moida to the Sefer of the Mishneh? Sheetoinim Kur is Beis Abad Veguli Agas. Why is that Mutter? Umayshin Okur is Beis Abad Veguli Agas Loi Gozeru. That Beshamay is not Gozer. And he says you're allowed to put the beam down on top of the grapes or on top of the olives to have it pressed throughout Shabbos. And the Gemara Poshid, Hanuch di Ovid Bulu B'Shabbos Mechayiv Chatis. The first case is in the Mishnah, if you do these malachas on Shabbos, there's an Issa Deraisa. You're not allowed to put the ink into the water. There's an Issa of Tzaveya, there's an Issa of Lash. So if you do these things on Shabbos, there's an Issa Deraisa. Or else put the pishton into the tanner, or else be tzaveya. These are malachas deraisa. So therefore, Beshamay says you can't start it before Shabbos, because about the malach is being done throughout Shabbos, there's an issa shvisas kelim. Mashen kain is gozu bo Beshamay. Beshamay makes it zero ere Shabbos im chashecha. Even though you started the malach before Shabbos, but since the malach is being done throughout Shabbos, there's an issa shvisas kelim. Beshamay holds it also. Mashen kein koyres beis habad v'yeguli agas. These cases by squeezing the grapes or squeezing the olives on Shabbos, the yovid lu b'Shabbos. Even if you would first put the bean on top of the grapes on Shabbos, loy mechayev chatis. The bean no issa deraisa of chatis is legozru. Therefore, Beshamay says since you started to do this before Shabbos, it's muta to let the grapes be squashed throughout the whole Shabbos. He said there's no malacha on Shabbos. We'll soon see why. We'll soon see that tomorrow. Man Tana, the whole midi diosim emele shafet domi. Who is the Tana like in our Mishnah that says when the juice is coming out by itself, shafet domi means there's no issa diraisa. So drashi diosim emele, kegoin mashkin halolu, like in our Mishnah, where you put the board, the big beam on top of the grapes. And now throughout Shabbos, the bean is making the grape squash, that the yain is coming out. You're allowed to have enough from this yain. The goin mashkin halolish and ischotin mialeim, that comes out by itself, it's mutter to drink on Shabbos, obavad sheyaschu mebojoim, as long as you started mebojoim, like in our Mishnah, you put the bean down on top of the grapes before Shabbos, so then throughout the whole Shabbos, the yain that comes out is mutter to drink. Because our Mishnah doesn't say it's also. The Mishnah is Mashna that you're allowed to do it for Shovin. Sheetoinim Kuris Beis Sabad. And the Mashkin that comes out is Mutter to use. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos. So who's this town that holds that the Yain that comes out of these grapes, even though it's being squashed on Shabbos, is Mutter? Or Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanan. ha-shum, if you have garlic, we have boise, that's like young grapes. We have melilis, that's young corns. Melilis is shibalim, it's the zange, it's the stalks with wheat or corn grows on. But they're young yet, they're juicy. Sheriskon abayyim, you squashed it before Shabbos. Is Rabbi Yishmael Laima Yigmar Mishatechshach. On Shabbos, you're allowed to let the squeezing being done, and any juice that comes out on Shabbos is mutter. His Yigmar just means you're allowed to be finished on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it. Just like in our Mishnah, if you put the beam on these things, on the shum, or on the boiser, these young grapes, before Shabbos, then the yain that comes out on Shabbos is mutter to drink, mutter to use. So Drashi, boiser means anovim, grapes, bitchilosim, when they're beginning, kishen dak, and they're very small, is moitzim and mashkin litfo boy. The juice that comes out of that is not made to drink for wine, but it's type of a vinegar like. You use it to dip in something into it. Litfo by bosa, you dip the meat into this type of a juice. The fishu chosik l'kerv l'achmitz is very strong and almost like vinegar. Melilois, that's shibolim, that's the zang and the stalks. Shalei bishkel kol tzorkon, it wasn't ripe, didn't fully ripe yet. Meraskon, you squash them. V'yotayin them bavonim, you put stones on top of them. Omashkizav mehem, and the juice comes out of it. Omatfo boy, also you use this type of a sauce to dip bread into, dip meat into it. So, if you start this before Shabbos, the Yigmos of Rashi, Me'acha Shariskon, since you already squashed it before Shabbos, V'tzavron V'koivit, and you gathered them together and you put something on top of it, is Yenicham Kalim, you're allowed to put Kalim underneath it, V'yotzu Mi'atzvon, the juice comes out by itself. Or Mutlachachila, this is Mutlachachila to do this before Shabbos, put a stone on top of these Melilois, or on top of these grapes before Shabbos, and the juice that comes out throughout the whole Shabbos is Mutter. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So now Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel. If you have a Kiva Aimer, Rabbi Kiva says no. Kiva Aimer.